two sons, and I don't like to say that they are handsome, but I'll see it today. I'm proud today to be in your midst and to deliver word of God, and I hope everybody, even behind, can hear my voice. It's a little bit down because of the weather. Hallelujah, back. Thank you. I want to spend like about 10 or 15 minutes. I know it's a little bit late, but I hope that I will deliver. And I want to talk about growth in service and endurance. Growth in service and endurance. And I want to talk about Abraham. And Abraham was the father of nation. And Abraham was loved by God. And Abraham, everybody wanted to hear about him. He was a faithful servant. And a man who believed in God more than anybody else. And a man that we could believe in him. But there came a time that he went before God and he said, I have been living without a child, and I have been faithful to you, but in return, what do I gain? So I want to talk about three things and then I sit down. God said to Abraham, I am God, and I will increase you, you and your descendants. So you can imagine Abraham lived with God, stayed with God, but came a time that even him inside could not even imagine how he could live. And then he becomes so big and then without a child. And so he went to God and asked, and how can I increase without anything in me? Although Abraham believed in God, he still sought assurance. And I thought, of all the other people who knows about God, Abraham was one of them. I could not imagine that Abraham would have gone to God and sought for more assurance, because he was the best to believe in God. Hallelujah. One day, I didn't have salt in the house, and I had to go to the shop. It was a bit late. And my firstborn son was only 3 years old. And now, I didn't have salt, and I need salt to cook. And I said, I'm all but a woman, and I need to go to the shop. And I am scared. Now what will I do? You know what I did? I had to go with my son. 3 years? Why? Because he's a... And imagine me walking with my 3-year-old son. I was like, yes, I have a man. Nobody can attack me. And you know, I was very happy. And then when I went, then my son asked me, but mommy, why didn't you ask daddy to go with you? And you asked me. And you know, with all my knowledge, I said I was scared. And then he asked me, mommy, can I take care of you? Surely. And then I said, surely. There, I didn't think, but I was still comfortable. That is how Abraham had to do it. You know, he's a great man. And he could possess everything by his prayer. And everything belongs to him. And he had God as his powerful man. But yet the Bible says he sought an assurance. And he said, what will I gain. And he knew God would give him everything, but yet he asked, after doing all this, what will I gain? Number two, how will I know that you're going to give me these people as my descendants? What will I gain from doing all this? He had to ask all these questions. Yet, he's the father of the nation. And this is what God told him. I cannot just do it like that. God has to use something more sensible, something more bigger, something that he could understand what is happening. He asked still three things. A year old heifer, a year old female goat, and a 3-year ram and a pigeon. Cut them into pieces. Prepare them for me. Lay them facing one another. And then I will come and agree to your covenant that I will bless you. He was not just giving the blessings just like that. He had to work for it. Give me a heifer, a pigeon, a goat, a ram, and then slaughter them. Keep them into pieces. Face them one another. And then wait for me till I come. Prepare them and I will come so that I may show you that lily I will be with you. That lily, I will give you the descendants that you've been praying for. That I'll make you great. That I'll make you big. That you'll prosper. But you have to do this. Bring this and this and this. Put them together. There is a condition that nothing should touch the meat. Nothing. Wait for me until I come. Abraham prepared everything. He laid everything. There was everything. But then he had to wait until God comes. I happen to come from Eastern, whereby we have rice, we have millet in Mwea. If you don't want the birds to destroy, what do you do? You have to take stones, or you take a jerry can, you so that you may do what? You blow what? Imagine a man the whole day with the stones so that he can blow off the birds. From morning to evening, so that the rice, all the millet, may not be disturbed by the birds. This is what Abraham did. There was a condition that no meat should be touched by an animal or maybe a fool. And so you know where there is meat. There is what? There is the dairies. They come hanging there. And so he kept alert, throwing them every time. Throwing, he could not sit down. He could not go to the washing room because the meat may be taken away. The dogs were there. The hyenas were there. Everything was there. And I guess there were some men passing on there. And they could see meat. Only that they could not tell him, please give me a little piece of it. But he had to stay there the whole day, until evening. But then when the evening came, there was darkness. And the Lord came, passed between the meat, and the covenant came. And God rest Abraham for the good work. There is a condition for us to be blessed. It is not a just a simple way that you just kneel down and tell God, now my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I need a pigeon. It won't come. In the mighty name of Jesus, I need a bigger house. It won't just come. But there is a covenant that I'll bless you. On one condition, take care. Get me enough meat. Be their God. Take care of the covenant. And as many times we say, there is something that I learned. When vain thoughts come like foils, comes upon our lives and our sacrifices, we must drive away and attend to the work of God without distractions. There are so many things that are coming on our way. There are so many things that are distracting us from the work of God. But we have to move. We have to throw out the foes, the dairies which are coming, the hyenas that are coming, the dogs which are coming on our way. You need to worship God, but there are so many obstacles on the way. You need to get a good relationship with God, but there are so many hyenas. But one thing, you should not concentrate with the hyenas. You should not concentrate on those people who are talking about you, those people who are despising you. Concentrate with the love of God so that you can attend to the work of God. Hallelujah. Many things are happening even in our families. Day to day there are killings. A husband killed the wife. A wife killed the husband. They all killed their children. What is happening? Because the sacrifices of our hearts have been tampered with by the fools, by the hyenas, by the dogs. We are unable to keep a guard, to keep a watch. We are unable to give proper sacrifices of our hearts because of the devil. You need to keep a guard to your mouth, to your ears, to your hearts, and even to your body. You keep guarding until the Father comes so that he can pass in between and give you the covenant that he will bless you. And this is why we've been praying so hard for even jobs for our young youth. But the problem is we are not able to throw away the foes, the hyenas that are coming on the way. There is no time, my brethren, for us to sleep. If you get a nap, one side of the meat will go away. If you keep asleep, one part will go. And I was reading another book and it was saying that God said it will not be accomplished if just a part of it is gone. God often keeps his people along in expectation of the comfort he designs to them for the confirmation of our faith. God keeps us expectations wrong. You can even wait to get married. Then you get married in 40 or 50 years. He keeps. I know there you can't say amen because 40 years you're asking me, are you serious? Are you serious? But I know he, it's not me who said so. He said God often keeps his people wrong expectations of the comforts he designs for them for the confirmation of their faith. Abraham stayed for long without a child. Even Sarah, when he was told that he will get a son, he laughed. And they said, surely, an old woman like me. How? When? But God is a faithful God. What is that that you have been praying for? And even to date, it has never come. What is that that do you expect? And it is not yet there. Because God keeps our faith and our expectation wrong so that he can confirm our faith in us. Finally, God kept his covenant true to Abraham by passing between the meat and fulfilled his promise. Bwana asifiwe sana. He is coming to an accomplishment because of you. That promotion that is there you are waiting for, God is going to accomplish it, but do not rush. Take care of the covenant. Take care of the meat. Do not go to sleep. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Guard God's words. And we should be faithful to him. You cannot just be blessed just because you have woken up and you have been praying for it. There must be a tough road. I am now done and I want to sit down. One day, my cousin had a udhoni, and all of us, we were invited. So we went, and you know, in such things, in Toari, there is meat, there is mogithi, there is dancing. So we went, all of us. And then we ate, we gave money, we relaxed, but the preacher preached, and the word was good. But after preaching and doing everything, he said, it is time for us now to give a prayer so that we can go home. And I was seated there with my small boy, so everybody had to close up the eyes and we pray. So at the time that we were praying, everybody, by the way, I didn't close my eyes, I don't know why. So I was just like looking at everybody like this. Sometimes it's better to, at least you close up your eyes and at times you open one, yeah? You never know, anything can happen. So I don't know, I had crossed the first time, but at the second time I found myself opening. And then I happened to look at my partner and I found even her, she had opened. So I was like, even you have not closed the eyes. So we were just listening to the prayers. And you know what? When the prayers were at the middle, there in front of us, because we were like in a circle like this, there were very big sufurias. We call in our Chinese language there. When you come from China, as I come from China, the rorejas. And inside the rorejas, there were meat. And then there was a piece of big meat like this. I don't know, there is, inside was bread, meat, and then it was like a ball. What do you call it? It is called the mtulas. We ate all the rest, but we didn't eat. Women doesn't eat that, do we? No, that is eaten by men only. So they ate all the rest, but they left a big one like this inside the sufuria. And maybe some few pieces of meat. So all of us, we are crossing the eyes. And we are there praising. Thank you, God, for this one. All of a sudden, slowly by slowly, a dog came. I don't know where the dog came from. Slowly. All the way from behind until inside the sufuria. Grabbed the motulas. So I told my partner, shh, guy. Motula ne wadhiye na gui. The motula is gone with the dog. So now we were now like, stop it. Now I was almost to tell you, dog, please don't carry that one. But I couldn't say it because it is in. Men are tough. One man jumped. Left the prayers. Ran after the dog. What for? Will he eat? But he said, I better get it from the dog, but the dog won't eat. Finally, the prayers went on. After we opened the eyes, we said, Mohujia, before you say amen, the dog had gone with. Look at the way that we usually do it. Even in our time of prayer, we have to keep guarding. And I was telling them, the only way that we could have done it is to say, before we go to the prayer, wacha tufunika nini? Sasa tungefunika ingeenda. Men were very much annoyed. Anyway, it was the biggest. Anyway, it was left for a special purposes. But now it is. We went home, but we said, okay. The ceremony was very, very good. We were blessed so much. We ate so much. But what? Motura? This is what's happening. Even the time that we are so faithful to God, we are in our prayer. Keep watch. Hallelujah. Tell your partner, keep watch. Motura me? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.